this heaven?
You're from freaking Iowa.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Underway a little bit later than usual, 8 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, and we'll get into that momentarily. But what do you do when you are walking down the hall and the boss wants to have a chat? You chat with the boss. Even though your name is on the show and you've got to be on the air in a couple minutes, you're going to listen to what the boss man has to say, and that's the dilemma that I was just in. And luckily, the other guy whose name is on the show had my back. Alex was able to fill in a couple minutes of airtime there, and needless to say, the boss is happy.
All's well that ends well.
All's well that ends well. That's where we're at on a Wednesday here, April 19th. Edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann sitting on the other end of the glass today, just waiting to get on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line with you. That number is 366-1600. Want to hear from you today. Listening, of course, on three frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Even online at KGYMradio.com, all three frequencies, by the way, tonight at 7 o'clock will go to ESPN programming because tonight's Minnesota Twins game against the Cleveland Indians did get rained out. They'll make that up as part of a day-night doubleheader in June. I believe that is June 17th. That's a Saturday. They've already announced that. The Cubs are in progress right now. I believe the Cardinals and the Pirates, are they still playing or is that game over?
The Cardinals picked up their third 2-1 victory of the series.
Okay, there you go. Cardinals' Dexter Fowler hit a couple home runs today.
He was the lone source of offense once again, but they pick up the sweep and Dexter Fowler breaks out of a little bit of a slump.
Starting to get things going there. Lots of football news to talk about today as well. Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times is going to be with us tonight a little after 6 o'clock. We'll talk about today's news conference with the coordinators in Iowa City. We're going to talk a little Kansas City Royals baseball with Vahe Gregorian from the Kansas City Star. That's going to lead off hour number two. Coming up in a few minutes at the bottom of the hour, we'll touch on another set of position players that we're looking forward to seeing Friday night as Iowa's spring game takes place under the lights at Kinnick Stadium. Going to focus on the wide receivers and tight ends today, which great timing here because they were a topic of conversation with Brian Ferentz when he met the media. You were down there in Iowa City. We do have a little bit of news with regard to a tight end, and that's no surprise here, but Drew Cook has officially switched positions to tight end. This is a move that a lot of fans, I was not one of them, but a lot of fans said from day one, make him a tight end. He's not going to be a quarterback. They gave him a fair shake, and now he's moving to tight end, which I think most people would look and say, that's a good move, an astute move on his part, because tight ends at Iowa tend to have a pretty decent amount of success, both in college and possibly in the future. And of course, he's got the genes for it. Everybody knows how good Dad was when he played for the Hawkeyes before going on to the NFL with the Patriots, Bears, a couple other teams. 366-1600, we mentioned that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Are going to be diving in on Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker comments. But Kirk Ferentz also made a surprise visit. Nobody knew that he was going to be there today.
And he came out guns blazing. And I was... I show up to these press conferences and it becomes a routine. I walk in around 12:55. They start at 1. You usually get the coach speak, which is not unique to this program. But there were a couple of rule changes within the NCAA recently that one of them that Kirk was all for, and then the other that he wasn't all for.
Of all the things that I would expect him to be upset about, the doing away with two-a-days was not one of them. But he had some very interesting comments with regard to that proposed rule change today. Now, this is not exactly breaking news, but Kirk Ferentz also today said that he was quite pleased with Iowa State and Iowa extending the football series through 2023. That news came out yesterday. and all but put to rest any hopes and dreams that Iowa fans would have of sort of beefing up the non-conference schedule. He said, don't look for Iowa to go beyond 10 Power 5 teams on its schedule. They play 9 of them in the Big Ten. They play Iowa State every year, and that's going to be it.
And he also threw a little shade at those who question that.
See, I have a hard time picturing Kirk Ferentz throwing shade at anybody.
It was very subtle.
It usually is with him.
I'll let you know at the end of that clip. I'm not trying to give anything away, but there was a Kirk Ferentz snort.
And you kept it in.
I kept it out. Of course.
Wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and listen to it.
Well, I will have to
pull. If you can find it, let's go. I don't want to keep people waiting on this if it's that good. But the fact that Iowa and Iowa State are continuing the series here, and Colin Cowherd, of course, I don't think said anything about that Georgia-Austin Peay series that we mentioned yesterday, or the single game that's on their schedule. This is what you believe is Kirk Ferentz throwing shade.
Yes.
Okay. Alex says this is Kirk Ferentz throwing shade. We'll let you be the judge.
I don't get the final vote on that one either, but I think playing 10 is pretty representative. I mean, there are a lot of conferences that don't do that. So, you know, I think one thing that's maybe underestimated by people that don't understand football real well. Like, you know, when we play Iowa State, it's a pretty intense game. At least it has been since I got back here. It wasn't when I left, but at the last 18 years, it's been a tough series. It's been a really tough series. And I think both teams would probably tell you that. I don't want to speak for them, but it's an, you know, interstate rival, and it's been a good rivalry, and the teams are both playing at full, you know, full speed out there. So you take that plus 9 conference games, and what I would suggest is one of the tougher conferences in football. I mean, I'm not embarrassed by that. I think that's a pretty, and I'll put that up against anybody. I mean, you know, just think all that stuff's a lot of rhetoric personally. You know, now if we had Alabama's players, maybe we played 12 BCS teams, but they don't do it. So, I mean, you know, it's crazy.
There it was. You should trademark that, by the way. It's unmistakable. So who is he throwing shade?
For those that don't know a whole lot about football,
you think he's aiming that at a certain Fox News radio host?
I really do. And I've been to enough.
You
for
think
these...
he was there also a little bit of shade there at Alabama and SEC schools that don't schedule? I mean,
I don't think that was his intent. I think that it was completely throwing shade at that certain Fox Sports One personality that's on daily, and we've mentioned his name sometimes and other times we don't, but that just seemed like a big middle finger towards him, because he slowed down, he was thinking about what he was trying to say, and basically came back with the, yeah, for those people who know nothing about football.
I like Colin Cowherd. I liked him when he was on ESPN. I admit that I don't get to hear him or see much of him now that he's moved to Fox, just because normally I would hear him because I'd be in the building and his show would be on in the background. He's extremely good at what he does for a living. Whether people like him or not, he's at the peak of his profession. He's not quite Dan Patrick good, but Cowherd is very good at what he does. But I don't think I would rather be far less successful and able to sleep at night than to be that successful knowing that I was just trolling people. And he does it because he gets a reaction out of Iowa fans. We've talked about that a number of times. And for whatever reason, other fan bases, when he says something, it's mostly water off the duck's back. And Iowa fans can't let it go, and he enjoys riling them up.
Not only is he getting reaction from the fans, he's getting reactions from Kirk Ferentz. Now, people can debate whether this was a reaction directly towards Colin Cowherd or not, but there was one last year that was directly talking about a certain, basically said his name without saying his name. So, if you're not only getting the attention of the fans, but the coaches themselves, he's doing exactly what he wants to be doing.
75-34 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Ferentz can spin it all he wants, but Iowa's schedule has been pathetic the past five seasons. That's not a word that I would use, pathetic. There are people out there that would like to see Iowa play a little bit tougher schedule, but whose non-conference schedule are we comparing it to? I guess would be the question. And for every Wisconsin LSU neutral site game or Ohio State playing Oklahoma, for every one of those games, there's a Georgia Austin Peay. And every school plays them. And if you want to blame anybody, don't blame Kirk Ferentz. I think the blame here falls at the feet of Jim Delaney and the Big Ten because they made the decision that they're going to play nine conference games a year instead of eight. And so by doing that, you've shoehorned your teams into saying, okay, what do we do with these three? They're a precious commodity, especially in this day and age where you got to win. There's certain people think you got to win no matter who you're playing. Just put wins on the schedule. And that would be my question. If it's pathetic, what's the bar that we're measuring that against? Could it be better? Yes. Could it be worse? Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm straddling the fence here, but I understand where both sides are coming from. And I think, like most things in life, there's a lot of gray area and the answer is somewhere in between.
I think when people were talking about this 2 years ago, when this team was undefeated during the regular season, they kind of got lost in their argument, especially the people that were arguing against Iowa being in national consideration. I don't think it was the non-conference schedule at all that was bad. It was the eye test. And I'm not saying that anything was bad about that team, but when people looked at them, they just used their eyes and said, you know what? This team might be a step below the top-notch teams in the country. And they instead, those people used the non-conference schedule and the schedule as a whole as an argument. And if you look back, the non-conference schedule wasn't that bad that year. They played Pittsburgh. They played Iowa State that year. They played two Power 5 teams in the non-conference. The conference schedule was a little bit lacking that year. They played Northwestern and Wisconsin. But other than that, it very much was a kind of a depleted schedule. So if someone comes out and says, okay, well, I don't think that this particular team stacks up based on the eye test, that's different. Because you look at a team like Baylor a couple years ago and talk about scheduling cupcakes. And look at North Carolina, a team that schedules two FCS teams in the non-conference. I'm just trying to, like you said, I see it from both sides, but those people on the other side arguing against saying that they have that Iowa's had a bad schedule, sometimes that kind of gets they kind of get lost in their own argument.
The Bulls won game two of their series against the Celtics last night. I want to throw that out there just in case NBA guy is out there listening, wondering why we're talking about local subjects on this show instead of talking about the Bulls and the Celtics. Let's head to the phone lines. 366-1600 batting leadoff for us tonight, our very own Kyle Schwarber. It's Mike in Cedar Rapids. Mike, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just two things. I just think it was more exciting the year that we played Pittsburgh and Iowa State, and I guess I just don't, you know, really accept that, you know, when he says Iowa State, those teams are playing hard. Still look, they don't win it. Iowa State doesn't win another game the rest of the year, and I think just as a fan, it's more exciting. Even if we were to lose some of those games, we're not going to like a BCS bowl game, you know, once maybe, you know, 30 years, but it's more exciting, I think, for us fans when we get to see the big games, you know, and to throw other teams out there in the Big Ten. Rutgers isn't any good, but they're, you know, scheduling Washington. Indiana, I think, has Louisville. Michigan State played Oregon a few years back. Nebraska did that. Wisconsin did Alabama, LSU. And I get that there are, you know, those weaker teams also on the schedule, but I think as fans, I'd like to, you know, I'd be excited to go see one of those games, even if there's a chance that we lose. And, you know, I'll hang up and hear what you guys have to say about that, but I'd just like to see more big games either way.
No problem. There's a couple points there. Good call, Mike. Thank you very much for leading things off tonight. You can follow him, 366-1600. That's not so much Rutgers scheduling Washington. That's the other way around. That's Washington scheduling Rutgers. But he's got a point. Now, that is Iowa-Iowa State. That's their Power 5 game. Now, the two programs are on slightly different footing, at least in the here and now. Who's to say where Washington would be 5 years from now? And several years ago, they were kind of down in the doldrums. But other teams are doing it. And that's fine. I understand that side of the argument. As I said yesterday on the program, it makes too much sense for Iowa and Iowa State to play each other because they share a border. They're in different conferences. Not every state has this. Minnesota doesn't have it. Nebraska, Wisconsin, there's nothing comparable. In Illinois, you've got Northwestern. They're in the same conference together. Michigan and Michigan State in the Big Ten, so they're going to play each other. So I don't really have a problem with this series. The one thing that I don't like about this is that they seem closed off from at least thinking about exploring other options. And I think you always do yourself a favor when you leave the door open to explore other options. And here, you're locking yourself in. They're going to play the series through 2023, and that's it. Now, the Pitt game, that's the old days when you played 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. So it was a lot easier to have a Pitt or a Syracuse. And I would disagree. I would not call that necessarily a big game. There wasn't a ton of buzz about that Pitt program. And it turned out to be a tremendous game. The one that I'm thinking of anyway is the James Vandenberg, you know, come from behind high scoring, what was it, 37-34, something like that, well, off the top of my head.
Both of them were good. And then Marshall Kane's 57-yard field goal as well. But
the other two non-conference games, by the way, in 2011 were Tennessee Tech and Louisiana Monroe. Iowa beat Tennessee Tech 34-7. That was that night where there was the terrible rain and they had to evacuate the stadium. And Louisiana Monroe 45-17. So you're it is what it is. 366-1600. Let's go to one of our regular callers, Brenton and Marion. Brenton, how you doing tonight?
Good, guys. Hey, I don't know. I think I've brought this up before, but if you're Gary Barta, why wouldn't you at least entertain the thought of compromising and meeting the fans halfway? Let's schedule like a Vanderbilt or a Utah or a BYU. You know, somebody doesn't have to be a top 10 Power 5 or somebody like that, but let's bring in one of these top 40, top 50 teams, you know, that skirt outside the top 25 or barely get in and see what happens, even on Memphis or somebody like that. Let's mix it up a little bit and give it a try. I mean, I agree with what most of the other people have said. These Tennessee Techs and Indiana State, Fort Wayne, stuff like that on basketball and football is just kind of getting a little dry. So I'll let you guys talk.
Thanks, Brenton. Alex's eyebrows perked up at the mention of Memphis.
Well,
by
that,
the way.
It doesn't matter because he's going to be gone after this year anyway. So
we're tight. We got to take a break here, so I don't have time to really get into that. Utah ain't happening though. Wrong direction, headed toward the wrong time zone there for the Hawkeyes. I think we all know that. 26 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, we're talking wide receivers and tight ends coming up in just a few minutes. That's if you let us. If you want to keep talking about this, we'll rearrange things for you. It's just as much your show as it is ours. 366-1600, your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way after this.
Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative is committed to providing electricity that's reliable, cost-effective, and sustainable. Did you know nearly 60% of their electricity comes from emission and carbon-free resources? That minimizes the impact on our natural environment, which is good for everybody. How does Linn County REC do this? With their generation mix. It's a diverse fuel mix of coal, nuclear, hydro, landfill gas generation, wind, solar, natural gas, and oil energy resources. When Linn County REC members switch on a light or the computer, they know they're using more sustainable and environmentally friendly power. And with such a variety of energy sources in the mix, it also means increased reliability across a broad spectrum of conditions, including severe weather here in Iowa. The generation mix is good stuff, and just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company and the family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for electrical and mechanical maintenance technicians right now. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Napa Know How.
Tooling around the yard on a riding mower isn't just yard time. That's listen to the game time, enjoy the great outdoors time, or maybe just think about absolutely nothing time. Unless you've got a dead battery, that's no fun time. So head to Napa, where lawn and garden batteries are as low as $21.99 with exchange. That's $21.99, just in time for mowing time. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
4:29, back with you here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann sitting on the other side of the glass. And let's go ahead and squeeze Sean in here because I think we've moved some things around here to accommodate for the big board. So before we get to that, let's head west to Des Moines and bring Sean on. Sean, what are your thoughts tonight?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Well, first things first, I look forward to Iowa State every year. Like, it's the Super Bowl for us, just like they say it. Their Super Bowl, so I would never want to get rid of that if I didn't have the opportunity. Second, there's a lot of layers to this. You can't just call up and say, bring in this school, bring in that school. Those schools have to want to play us.
Yes.
And they have to have the open schedule to do it. Not to mention 2024 is when the grant of rights for all these schools, the TV contracts come up. So we're just trying to fill the gap until then so we all see what's going to happen.
Excellent points there, Sean. And a number of them I'll hit on them really quick, just in case anybody missed him. But as I've said, it takes two to tango, so it's always fun. This is not the PlayStation schedule editor where you can just go in and dump out someone that you don't want to play. And did you do that when you were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. With trades. And then
they haven't had the NCAA football franchise for so long. Maybe that's a dated reference. People don't even know what I'm talking about there.
But I miss that game so much.
The grant of rights is important to think about here. And the fact that for most teams, their schedules are filled 3-4 years in advance, it's very rare that you have an open date. And when you do, it's all up to who else has availability. Now, in a perfect world, in 2019 or 2018, when was the Middle Tennessee? 2019?
2019.
In a perfect world, you've got a September opening for Iowa. You've got a September opening for Arkansas. Bielema, Ferentz, the prospect of getting together at a neutral site, maybe Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. But it literally takes all of those planets aligning and then two schools wanting to do that. And I'm not so sure Iowa would have been wild about the idea. So Sean, exactly right there. And then we don't know what the landscape is going to look like beyond 2023. We really don't. So
that's why I think it's ridiculous when you see some of these schools scheduling non-conference games 10 years in the future. What was it, Colorado? Colorado just, I believe, signed a contract with another school to play a home-and-home in 2028 or 27 or 28, something like that. So when you're scheduling that far in advance, it really, really makes it difficult.
Well, maybe it's like the Cubs World Series rings. Maybe they reserve the right to buy the game out for a buck. I don't know. Let's go ahead and get a Midwest One Bank big board update on the board today. Your first of the afternoon. Kirk Ferentz made a surprise appearance in Iowa City before Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker met with the media. He says he's not a fan of the proposed change to do away with two-a-days, but in no surprise, he did say he was excited about Iowa State having the series extended to 2023. Also announced today by Iowa, Drew Cook has officially moved from quarterback to 2 tight end. We'll have more of Kirk Ferentz's audio on the program before 7 o'clock. CBS Sports' John Rothstein reports that Memphis guard Markel Crawford plans to visit Iowa State sometime in the near future. The graduate transfer averaged 12.8 points per game this season for the Tigers. The Cedar Rapids Colonels got blasted by the Peoria Chiefs in the finale of their 3-game series this afternoon at Dozer Park. The Chiefs avoided the sweep with a 15-3 win in downtown Peoria. They had 21 hits. Every member of the starting lineup had at least one. Colonels will be home tomorrow night for the first of 4 games with Kane County. Iowa happens to also be in Peoria today. They face Bradley at 7 o'clock tonight. Hawkeyes have won 11 of their last 14 games. It'll be Drake Robeson on the mound. He is 2-2 on the year with a 5.79 ERA. And Iowa beat Iowa State in softball Tuesday night, 2-1. That's the last event in this year's Cyhawks series. Iowa claims the trophy with a final score of 20-7. We will either talk wide receivers and tight ends, or we will continue this discussion. It's up to you. It's sort of a choose-your-own-adventure. 319-366-1600, 433. Vahe Gregorian from the Kansas City Star and Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times coming your way before 7 o'clock tonight. Back after this.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
As a parent, I have plenty of fears. All the typical stuff, particularly as they get older. Drugs, alcohol, hanging out with the wrong kids, you know. Time will tell if any of that stuff happens. Hopefully it won't. But another fear has happened. Worldwide legitimacy is being given to video games. The 2022 Asian Games will actually award medals in esports. You might ask, how big a deal are the Asian Games? 45 countries come together in what's said to be the second biggest international multi-sport event in the world behind only the Olympics. Medals for video games. This after the University of Utah recently announced it would give scholarships to top esporters. Video games. It's already hard enough for many of us parents. Hey, son, let's go play some basketball. Dad, how about on 2K17? Yeah, I realize I sound like I'm 80 when I say this, but it's a problem. Kids are locking themselves in their rooms, exerting zero physical energy, letting only their thumbs work, and now international competitions are awarding medals in video games, and at least one Power 5 school is giving scholarships for them? Thanks for helping us get our kids off the console, or not, in 60 seconds. You may not like them, but you should thank them.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And right now, save $3 on Armor All Ultra Shine Wash and Wax Wipes. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Colonel Sanders here with a doozy of a joke. So, a king, a clown, and a redhead walk into a restaurant. What do they order? Duh. Their favorite KFC $5 Phillips, of course, because they're hungry. Get it? And because only the Colonel offers 5 delicious hand-prepared meals for just $5. Like the 2-piece chicken KFC $5 Phillip or the tenders KFC $5 Phillip. You know, besides fried chicken, comedy has always been my true passion. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Grayson Allen says he's coming back to Duke for his senior season. And while most of us may not necessarily like him, we should thank him. In a sport where the best players bail after one season to run to the riches of the NBA, even when they shouldn't because many have been told by NBA personnel they're not good enough, Allen could go, but is coming back. Again, the Duke guard does have some things to prove, namely that he can control himself on the court, but he does have NBA talent and by all means could have come out. But he says staying at Duke just feels like the right thing. In this day and age, anytime a major program has a future NBA player for more than one or two seasons, that's a win for that program, for the sport of college hoops, and for us, the fans. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're like me, you probably rely on your phone to get things done. So I know you'll want to hear about Kabbage's mobile app. Kabbage has created a simple way for business owners to get funding from their phones. Download the mobile app and you can complete the application in minutes and access funds anytime. Kabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses. Download the Kabbage app today or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I always say that this show is just as much everybody else's as it is ours, so we let sometimes the listeners dictate the course of the discussion and the course of the action, and we're going to continue taking the phone calls, and we'll talk receivers and tight ends coming up later on, probably in hour number two, in between Vahe Gregorian from the Kansas City Star and Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times. Todd Brommelkamp, along with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our associate producer today on the other side of the glass. He's going to be busy in hour number three because it's a Wednesday. That means we've got the 6 o'clock showdown. Someone's going to walk away with a four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels next Wednesday as they take on the Burlington Bees at Veterans Memorial Stadium. So be listening for your chance to win 7 questions in 60 seconds. The catch, of course, is that you're competing against another one of our listeners. 319-366-1600. Let's go back to the phone lines and keep it here in Cedar Rapids. Bring Brandon on board. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. First time calling into the new show. So I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on something I've been thinking about for a while. You know, I kind of want to see something happen in college football, kind of like what they do with like NFL and NBA and stuff like that. But not just for Iowa football, but for all college teams, the teams that they meet in the bowl games, to meet them either the next year or the following year after that in the non-conference schedule, kind of like a rematch of sorts.
Wow. I appreciate the phone call, Brandon. Thank you for listening. First thing that pops into my head, logistical nightmare. I don't know how you would pull that off. And I don't know the interest level in a lot of those matchups.
I think that for the most part, with the more bowl games that have been laid out, they kind of separate the non-Power 5 and the Power 5 teams. But yeah, I think that would be tough to pull off, especially with as far out in advance as some of these games are scheduled.
Although I like the marketing angle. Can you hear ESPN now? We kick off the 2018 college football season with a rematch of the Belk Bowl.
Army and North Texas rematch of the Heart of Dallas Bowl.
Logistical nightmare. And now, somebody on the text line brought up the idea, and this was floated, I believe, by Brett Bielema at Arkansas about a year ago, the idea of sort of a Big Ten SEC football challenge at the beginning of the season, an annual Big Ten SEC, and it got nowhere. I think he brought it up at SEC Media Days, and it certainly didn't go over in SEC country, and I don't think anybody was grabbing that flag in Big Ten territory either and trying to run with it. But I do appreciate people who think outside of the box, and I think Bielema was doing that in that particular moment. I think he was also, you know, there's a reason he's coaching in Arkansas and not at Wisconsin, a number of them actually, But one of them, as he said when he took the job, was he feels he's closer to winning a national championship at Arkansas than he would be if he would have remained in the Big Ten. Well, we know now they're not close to winning a national championship in Fayetteville, but that is probably another topic unto itself.
It's just interesting to me how they can do it in basketball. And like you said, it's a little bit tougher to pull off in football. And they're constantly trying to beef up those first 2 weeks, because college football, their biggest selling point is that every week matters. So this last year, when they had as good of a first week as they've ever had with these matchups, it created more intrigue throughout the season. And it's just that idea of having a conference playing another conference in the non-conference schedule really hasn't stuck in college football.
We're going to talk a little NHL and NBA coming up before 7 o'clock tonight as well. I laughed really hard today when I heard Patrick Kane say that all of the pressure is on Nashville to win the next game. That's a very unique way of looking at things if you're Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks. 319-366-1600. We're talking Iowa football and the schedule for, I believe this is now the 20th day in a row. I could be a little bit off on that. It just seems as if this is a little bit of Bill Murray and Groundhog Day, like Sonny and Cher should be playing on the radio as I roll out of bed. And I think what you get here is you're hearing a lot of the fans who would like to see changes made to the schedule. And the people that like the way that things are, they don't have much to say because there really isn't anything to say, especially when it's Kirk Ferentz in Iowa and you know that the status quo isn't changing. Ferentz comes out today and says that he likes the fact that the series with Iowa State is going to continue through 2023. And then, as you said, uses the opportunity to maybe throw a little shade at Colin Cowherd. I think there was a veiled reference to, he mentioned Alabama, and I think he mentioned them for a reason. And when Tyler was here, we'd talk all the time about SEC schools scheduling Furman in November for homecoming. Now, it really is no difference whether you're playing them in September or November. It's
for homecoming.
It's for homecoming, and that's the way that they do things in the SEC. But from a standpoint of in November, you've got Ohio State going up against Michigan State, and you've got Ole Miss playing Bethune-Cookman or something like that. That's another discussion entirely for a different day. But each team gets three non-conference games, and you do with them what you please. And Iowa has chosen to go down the path of playing Iowa State every year and then playing two non-Power 5 schools, and that's not changing.
The question is, will it, and I want to ask people out there that want to see more see them play a tougher non-conference schedule, and as one of the last callers stated, would you be happy if they went out and scheduled a good non-Power 5 program? Like, say, a Boise State or a San Diego State or some of those teams outside of the Power 5 that are consistently right up there to be the non-Power 5 qualifier in the Access Bowl. Would that make you happy? Because with the Big Ten going away from scheduling FCS opponents, Iowa is going to play, like you said, Iowa State for the foreseeable future, and then two non-conference opponents, whether that's a top-notch non-Power 5 team or two kind of lower-level non-Power 5 teams, that's still yet to be determined. But would that change? Would more fans be happy seeing that?
Why do I have a feeling that we're going to revisit this if Wyoming beats Iowa this year? The schedule, we're not done talking about Iowa's non-conference schedule. It's going to come up again in September, and it's going to come up again next March and next April, and we'll be talking about this it seems forever. But Ferentz made the comments that he had other things to say today, too. The stuff about not being a fan of the NCAA doing away with two-a-days I thought was interesting from the standpoint that he said the veteran players like them. They had four of them last year, and he doesn't see the value. He doesn't quite understand why the NCAA is making that a priority. And usually it takes a lot for Kirk Ferentz to get worked up about something to the point where he's willingly coming out to comment on it. And that's what we saw from him today. So we'll hear a little bit more from him. Tomorrow we'll get you as much of Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker as we can. We'll give Alex and the folks here behind the scenes a little bit of time to work on getting those edited and cut up for you. Now on Friday, we want you to join us at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. We're going to take that day's program and turn it essentially into sort of a pregame for the Iowa Spring Game at Kinnick Stadium Friday night. Gates open at 6 o'clock. The event starts at 7:06. We're going to be at Coach's Corner from 4 until 7. Stop on in. They're located at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City. It's going to be happy hour the entire time that we're there. As a matter of fact, that gets underway at 3 o'clock. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll have some of the highlights of our Iowa-related guests all throughout the week. Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten joined us on yesterday's program. Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times will be with us today. Should be a good time. It's going to be very focused on Iowa as we get ready for the spring game Friday night. And I've got to admit, this is the first time that I've actually found myself looking forward to a spring game in Iowa City in a very long time, because when you are in this business, it's not fun. You don't really get to do anything fun. You don't get to tailgate. Not that they allow that, but spring games are always for those of us that are on this side of covering sports. They're a pain in the ass is what they are. But I'm actually looking forward to this because I'm excited to see what the setup is like at night on a Friday night. I want to see how many people show up, and I want to see some of these new faces. Nick Easley being one of them, who's currently a walk-on, a former JUCO All-American, and I believe he was, at one point in time, he was going to walk on at Iowa State, and then he walked on at Iowa instead. And he was talked about today as a guy who has rocketed up the depth chart. Now, how much of that is merit and how much of that has to do with necessity, but it certainly sounds like Iowa's very intrigued by this guy.
He was mentioned the first day, the first media availability of spring practice when Kirk Ferentz took the podium for the first time. And Kirk, he kind of joked that he was just trying to stir things up by putting his name out there. And I'm pretty sure every single press conference since then, that name has been brought up. And finally, Brian Ferentz today says that, quote, he will play. And when he talked about, he was asked kind of who is taking a leadership role in that wide receiver position, who has become kind of the playmaker or the guy at that wide receiver position. Nick Easley was the first name brought up.
Mike from Marengo, I'm going to give him the last word on schedules for the moment. He joins us on the text line. Mike says, your schedule of non-conference games doesn't matter if you win the rest of them. When you're a big name bowl game, if that happens, nobody wins, nobody cries. Non-conference schedule doesn't matter. If you win those games and you win the games that are in front of you in the conference schedule, then you're going places. Iowa found that out. They lost to Michigan State in Indianapolis, and they still wound up in the Rose Bowl, which I think a lot of people have sort of, what was the little pen light that they had in Men in Black? If you held it up in front of Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, it erased your memory. I think a lot of Iowa fans would like that to take place for them with the Rose Bowl. But it was still a great trip. It was kind of a fun time. 8 minutes in front of the hour of 5 o'clock. We're going to detour just a little bit. We'll talk with Vahe Gregorian from the Kansas City Star about the start to the baseball season for his Royals. We'll take your phone calls and texts as well, 319-366-1600. Steve Batterson before 7 o'clock as well this evening as the Hawkeye Talk continues here in spring game week. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues on after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. In the course of deciding on the purchase of a new or used vehicle, we understand that you have a lot of choices. Choices of vehicles and choices of places to buy them. I have the privilege of working with a great sales staff at Toyota of Iowa City, where we have always tried to make certain that not only do you get a really good deal, but that you also really enjoy your buying experience. We sell some of the very best, most dependable vehicles in the world. We have a fantastic certified used car program, and every used vehicle we sell comes with continued care that includes 2 full years of free oil changes and free tire rotations with no mileage restrictions. We have 0% financing available on many of our new Toyota models or fantastic low lease payments on almost all models. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, come check out the place that so many Eastern Iowans choose. Toyota of Iowa City, we're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Spring is in the air, which means it's shoulder season at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino. Join us for a chance to shake the rust off your game at the year's very best prices. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino is now open, and you'll save a bundle with shoulder season rates now through April 27th. Check out overnight stay and play packages and book your tee time online at bluetopridge.com or by calling 319-648-0044. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino, Iowa's premier casino and golf destination, just south of Iowa City.
4:55 as we put a draw and bring a hour number one to a close. I can't talk today. Some people would say today. Yes, question mark, today. Let's go ahead and squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start with Iowa football news. Drew Cook has officially moved from quarterback to tight end. That was confirmed at today's media availability. Kirk Ferentz, by the way, making a surprise appearance. He said he's not a fan of the proposed changes by the NCAA to do away with two-a-days, but he does like the fact that the yearly series with Iowa State has been extended through 2023. CBS Sports' John Rothstein reports that Memphis guard Markel Crawford plans to visit Iowa State sometime in the near future. The graduate transfer averaged 12.8 points a game last year for Tubby Smith and the Tigers. The Cedar Rapids Colonels were blasted by the Peoria Chiefs in the finale of their three-game series this afternoon at Dozier Park. The Chiefs avoided the sweep with a 15-3 win in downtown Peoria. Every member of the starting lineup got it hit at least one time as Peoria collected 21 on the day. Colonels return home tomorrow night, the first of four, with the Kane County Cougars. Iowa is scheduled to face Bradley tonight at 7 o'clock in Peoria. The Hawkeyes have won 11 of their last 14 games. Right-hander Drake Robeson gets the start. He's 2-2 on the year with a 5.79 ERA. Hawkeyes are 6-0 in midweek games so far this season. They've won 19 straight dating back to 2015. And Iowa beat Iowa State in softball Tuesday night 2-1. That puts a wrap on this year's Cyhawks series, which Iowa claimed with a final score of 20-7. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you want to reach out to us that way or pick up the phone and give us a call. Good calls so far tonight. 366-1600. And we'll use that leading up to 7 o'clock tonight. No Minnesota Twins baseball on 107.5 FM tonight. Twins and Indians did get rained out. They have rescheduled today's game as part of a day-night doubleheader for June 17th, so keep note of that. KGYMRadio.com, we've got a poll question for you there. It has to do with what the most interesting development to come out of Iowa City and the media availability was today. Check it out online. Make sure you vote. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. They are located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. A little Major League Baseball talk to cleanse the palate. Vahe Gregorian talks Royals with us next.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you